phone plays so smooth and true. Feel the vibe, it's all for you. Echoes bounce on walls of time. Hear the rhythm, hit the rhyme. Down below in our quiet space, find your voice in this safe place.
Hello again, welcome back. It's been a while. This is the Cellar Talk, and again, this is your host, Nofel, coming again from my favorite place now. And it's been a while that we've been coming here, me and my friends, and today I have a very dear friend, and we had ADHD number one, and soon we're going to have ADHD number two, and we're in the same spot, Miro's Ale House in Annapolis, so we're very, very thankful that they were able to give us a little spot where we can have our microphones in our set so we can record something here. Today, I am again with one of the ADHD team, Mr. Nick.
Hello, hello.
Nick Klaus.
How are you?
Very good. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Yeah. So I was talking to you last time, and we were discussing like the values and the meaning of Thanksgiving that sometimes people can... I don't know, like, it can be translated to many things, interpreted in many ways and described in many ways. And I was telling you that my interpretation of Thanksgiving is different because up until 10 years ago, I didn't celebrate Thanksgiving. We didn't have it. I grew up in Morocco. Right. and coming here, celebrating a holiday that has nothing to deal with religion and all of that. No, not too long ago, we just actually watched a little video about, and from History Channel that talks about Thanksgiving. I didn't want to actually get too deep into that because there's some bad history about this. It got a little religious, but I'm glad that now and in today's day, it's not really religious. So I was interested to get your take on holidays.
Okay.
American. Is it French Canadian, but Americanized French Canadian who was born here?
Yes, yes. Now, hold on. Before we get into that, as somebody who came and did not celebrate Thanksgiving in this country, before you moved here, what did you think about Thanksgiving when you heard about Thanksgiving in America growing up? You know, what were your thoughts about it?
Well, to be honest with you, I really didn't know of Thanksgiving until I moved here.
Word.
I had no... I grew up like in a household that was like bicultural. It was mostly a francophone, like a francophone like French culture.
Okay.
Mostly like, no English, because I didn't speak any English growing up. So when I got here in October 11th, 2014. It's been 10 years. Now and a couple months, and today is 10 years and 2 months.
Your 10-year tenure.
Yeah, I don't know what I have in my throat, but Miller Lite. Anyway, so I didn't know anything about it, and my first year here, I was very new, did not speak English. I was just lost in this big country with big roads and big buildings and big people, and
right.
And I was just discovering I was born again into a different culture.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving was part of it. Like, I will say that 2014 was not really the real introduction of Thanksgiving to me. It was mostly the year after that.
Okay.
That I got more familiar and I saw people, because I worked at Trader Joe's, and I saw people shopping for it and how important it is. So, and I spent it with an American family. My second Thanksgiving, I'll say, official Thanksgiving, but very, very first in my, what I think. I think it was my first one. So I got to really see like the mac and cheese, the turkey, and people taking pride of doing it. And it was just amazing to see the gathering. It was all laughter and everything. And that was back in 2015. And I feel like, especially lately, when you check certain videos online, what the way people treat each other on Thanksgiving dinner, I feel like it's no longer a Thanksgiving, but it's just like, oh gosh, come on. I don't want to see this guy's face or talk to them because they're following this or that or thinking like this or they're going against my current, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you're no longer thankful.
Right.
And that's why I wanted to know what you think about it, because you grew up with it. You've only known this. This is part of like your identity an American.
Exactly.
And in what I think to answer your question, I do love Thanksgiving for one main reason. And this is just me saying it. It's not, I don't know if it's the reality, but just me and how I think about it. I do love it because it doesn't have any religious thing to me. You know, right. It's not following any religious thought. It's just I'm thankful
for
what was given to me this year.
Yeah.
And sit down and spend it with some really good people. Like this year, I got to spend it with friends from all over the world.
Ooh, that's great.
Well, not all. Europeans, I was the only African, okay? Turkish, Serbian, Croatian, American.
So all around the world.
Another Serbian, one more Serbian. There was another Serbian.
Another Serbs.
And a Serbian. Yeah. And one more Serbian, I forgot. But it was food from all over the world. There was mac and cheese. There was a tagine, lamb tagine that I made with some prunes that I have to make here. Super good.
Give it up.
Tender meat and just. Mm.
I'm not usually a lamb guy, but if you're making it,
you wouldn't even feel
I'll
that
take
it's lamb.
It.
I'm telling you, my wife doesn't like lamb, but when I make that, because it's got some honey, cinnamon, it's super good. I will make it, and you will eat it,
and you'll ask for more.
So I get this is why I love this holiday, because it brings people together.
Yes.
And because for the first time in my entire life, you stop for a second and you think about your year up until that moment. And you sit down and you're like, well, I am thankful. And it's pouring now, rain, and I'm thankful for that. So you see this holiday to me.
It really is.
Oh, yeah, it is pouring. You can hear it even in the morning. Like it's at the microphone.
That's capturing.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's not you farting or anything. I know. So, Nick, here's my question to you.
Yes.
I hope I answered your question.
You did. I suppose, yes, you did. And I'm glad to hear that it was a positive thought.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because that's exactly what it should be today. It should be a positive thought. However, there's so much negativity that comes with it, unfortunately. I'm very lucky to have in-laws, the in-laws that I do have, because they somehow seem to get everybody into one room, and I'm talking, you know, close to 20 people sometimes, and everybody's got different opinions, political, whatever, and that's, you know, sometimes nobody says anything about anything, and they are happy, and they are just talking, watching football, eating appetizers, you know, watching everybody in the kitchen cook, and it ends up being a great time, you know? Yeah, I'm in the kitchen cooking the turkey, drinking some beers, and doing my thing, and, you know, get a little frustrated sometimes because, you know, there's five people in the kitchen, and we're all doing something together.
And everybody's screaming.
But nobody's screaming.
No, everybody's screaming, laughing.
Well, in that sense, yes, yeah.
Making jokes, like screaming, like loud.
And fun,
and
yeah, exactly. That's the type of feel.
This reminds me where I grew up. Like, when you see someone, you like want to show them so much love, and you start joking, but you're like, you have a microphone in your throat. You're so loud that you're like, hey, everyone can hear you. You don't have to, but you are doing the same thing. So,
right.
Yes, I get that.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's always a good time, and it's not what I grew up with. And it's not what a lot of people have. And I've heard a lot of just stories this year about the downside of it. And I feel very privileged to be in a family that you know, understands to the fullest of, hey, let's let everything go this day and be thankful. It really is cool to see. But I have two specific friends. One from Spain, and he's here, and he has two jobs, and he goes to college. And,
who doesn't have two jobs now?
Right. And he's in his mid-20s. He has no family over here, and I asked him, you know, it was like the day after Thanksgiving. I worked with him, and I was like, hey, dude.
You know what? I would like to meet him.
How was your Thanksgiving?
He doesn't have any family here. I would
and
like to meet him.
He was just... He was still so depressed and so in his own world because he was just like, oh, I didn't do anything. You know, I stayed home. I did this. I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was a little upsetting to see that, you know, and for nobody to really realize that either, you know, or
yeah.
like...
He's going through that.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, he had nobody to be and everybody else is... with their family, so right, he's watching right. that, yeah. and he's like has nobody.
Oh man, it's so hard.
You know,
it's
like
so hard.
There's that lonesome feeling in a situation like that. And then I have another friend who, her family was all together, but you know, she has two brothers with two totally different political views, and brings that into the game and. Kind of, you know, just brings things up that shouldn't
yeah.
be brought up.
And like you're not thankful. What are you thankful for?
Yeah. I heard a story. I heard this. This is how far it went. She put on The Grinch.
Okay.
The movie The Grinch.
Yeah, yeah.
For her nephew or niece. And her brother said, turn that off.
Why?
Because the Grinch was brought up by lesbians.
Okay, so you see, that's what I'm talking about.
I was like, wait a second, but then that
I think we all grew up
spiraled
loving
down, right? But then that spiraled into everything else. I guess one of her brothers left, and I don't know. I've had awful Thanksgivings where my aunts and uncles just totally blow up at each other, and like.
So that was gonna be my question to you.
And it's just not the time, you know? It's just like, yeah. Come on, put everything down.
I'll definitely take, yes, please. yeah, we're ordering, but at the same time, we're doing everything. So what I do like, by the way, just to get out of, but I have a question for you. What I do like about this podcast here at Miller's Ale House, because the atmosphere is amazing. And the second thing is that we're doing it as if like two friends having yeah. a drink.
Cheers.
And cheers, by the way.
Hey, I'm thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you. Yes.
Love it.
And we've been doing this like for what? Like a month now? Or over a month?
Yeah.
Every like it's usually like on Thursdays.
Thursday
normally,
after work, yeah.
Right after work. But now my schedule again changed. But this comes with the lifestyle that we chose.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Wednesday is now our early days, and we are starting doing it now on Wednesdays.
Like it. I like it.
I love it. So the thing about this podcast here at Miller's Ale House is just to bring the atmosphere. Two friends just sitting, having a drink and chatter. And it just, nothing, like we're not, there's no agenda. We're just having a good, fun moment.
Exactly.
And those are conversations that we always had up until like a moment where we were like, well, we can definitely do this. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
We can definitely bring some microphones and just put it at the bar and just discuss something. Right. And that's when we're like, okay, I love the Thanksgiving fact. So here's my question to you, just to get back to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
was it always like this, or it just started, or have you noticed that it spiked a little bit more lately, like in the last 10 years, I'll say?
Always.
Always political. Yeah. So was America always divided over like politics?
Yeah. Absolutely. Like,
so what's good about politics then?
Nothing. That's why I don't get into it. Like,
well, if I can, that's the problem. I love politics.
And I hate them because every side, it's always, in my opinion, the better of two evils. There's always something bad going on. If you dig deep enough, you're always going to find something, no matter what. And you're
because they're all the same. Like, they all do the same
right,
thing.
No matter who, where, yeah. when.
It's the same business. It's a business.
Right. And they're all working with each other. They're just
But we fall for it. Most of us fall for it. And most of us fall for that. They get trapped into like false narratives. They get influenced by whatever they read, watched, or were told by a friend. And they really believe it, and there is nothing that can change their mind. Now, they always talk to people, especially in dinners, like gatherings, in a way that they are trying to change your mind, and that's where it starts getting a little bad.
That's where it comes down to, hey,
that's when Thanksgiving, like those dinners,
this is the only time I'm going to see this guy.
Yes.
I'm only going to see this guy one
right
time
moment.
A year.
And maybe it's not the right moment
to
talk.
I'm going
to
get him tonight.
Or, I don't get to see him ever, but since we're just seeing each other for the first time in a long time, or since last year, let me give you an update about this year, since last Thanksgiving, since we had our last fight. We're going to have our second
fight.
This will be our last fight next year.
Right. It's just an ongoing, this is what we know to do. This is our conversation. It's a political and then the political conversation becomes heated in the wrong scenario, which is a Thanksgiving dinner.
So what's beautiful about it? Nothing.
Nothing when it comes down to that.
Absolutely nothing.
Right.
It's awful. It's toxic. It's electric. I love when we're having conversations about like you personally, but once you bring somebody else, especially a politician or a thought or a politics or an ideology or someone who stole something or someone who did something bad or whatever, somebody getting sued because they did this and they did that, why are you protecting anyone? They are not related to you, and guess who's related to you at that moment? That person that's sitting right in front of you.
That you're fighting with.
Yeah, about someone who actually has no impact. Because lately, the only impact that any politics did to us, any politics, just inflation. Everything now is very expensive.
Which that's just going to go up and down and up and down and up and down.
I know, but that's the economy. That's what it is. But now it's once there's always some inflation, it's very hard to actually just go back in prices. It's just going to stay and stagnate into a certain limit.
Obama.
It's not going to.
Thanks,
go back.
Trump.
Thanks
Biden.
To whoever.
Thanks.
I don't care.
Who cares? Right?
They have like, their.
It's always somebody. Oh my God.
Their people.
Eggs, there it is. They are still puppets.
Now, I do like certain politics. I don't think that I have to share my thoughts. It's just like religion.
Those are the two things I don't like to talk about.
I always thought that.
Right.
I always thought that. Religion, religion was a problem at some point. So what did they do? They created something else with a different name to control people that have the same thing. So you have a Quran, you have Torah, you have the Bible, and you have a constitution now.
Speaking my thoughts, totally.
Yes. Like, I love the constitution. I love that there are regulations and all of that. I love that. Law and order, blah, blah, blah. You name it. I love it. That's why I moved here.
Really?
Oh, well. I love this fucking country for not just everything that you see around you. But it's for the lifestyle of it. And it comes with what? With its constitution and all of that.
Everybody always wants to say, somebody's in the office. Oh my God, I want to move away. I would love.
I had everything I needed.
So many people say that over the years. Just anyway, not even this past time.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, go somewhere else and see how good it still is here, no matter what. Like, it's still going to be way better than most places.
Absolutely.
Like, 99.99.
And I remember, but that will take us a little bit out of our conversation. But that's what we do. Yeah. This is who we are. We don't stick with one subject. But just to finish with for me, like the Thanksgiving thing is that, be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for who you are and who you're with at that moment, because you might not have it again. There's the uncertainty. We're humans. The uncertainty behind like
our lives. Like, we can just get out and something will happen to us and we're done. Gone. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dead. Done.
Appreciate every day.
Or you get so sick, gone. In a matter of like hours or days or weeks. Okay? So be thankful for who you have. Yes. But be thankful for who you have in your life, who's surrounding you, who you're sharing your moments, and you're like you're building souvenirs and memories with those people. So just enjoy that moment. And Thanksgiving is the best way to do it. That dinner.
I think Thanksgiving is the best.
Yeah, it's not just food. It's more than that.
You know, and that's the thing. It's a get together. It's about being with people. It's not about gifts and, you know, like, what am I getting? No, it's about being together.
The togetherness.
Yes.
The togetherness. The gathering.
Right. And what brings people together? Food and beverage.
Oh yeah, yeah. And if someone is mad at you,
around the world together.
Feed them. Yes. Yeah, yeah, that's the world.
And that's
now here more than anywhere else, I'll be honest with you.
The Native Americans and the Europeans, what brought them together?
But
the
food.
They
fucked them over.
Well, yeah, and then that happened.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to actually talk about the history of Thanksgiving.
You brought Thanksgiving up.
No, but I do love Thanksgiving for so many things, and I think that I'm thankful that I'm here and discovering finally that I got to see, especially, like, for example, in 2016, I got to see the Macy's Parade in New York. I stayed in New York.
Oh.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Were you in the crowd?
I was in the crowd. 5 a.m. Loved that.
That sounds awful.
I know it was, but I was with a special person, a family member, and they requested it. It was one of their dreams to actually be in America during Thanksgiving, go to the Macy's Parade, and see those inflatable big things. I didn't even know Thanksgiving, man. So little that I knew of Macy's Parade.
Right.
Even like in 2015, I didn't know of the Macy's Parade. No one. How would I know? I did not even speak anything.
My like
they,
likes
I'm sure
it.
They were talking to about it around me, but I was like, huh? Yeah. What? I don't understand. I'm so sorry. I don't even know why I'm doing an Indian accent.
I'm not even Indian.
I'm not even Indian. But I talked to those Indians, my neighbors. And this is the English they give me.
And they say, oh, brother.
My brother. I only talk to the people that call me every day. Cheers. Cheers, John.
Cheers, John.
Yeah, there you go. Chug it. Chug, chug.
So
the other topic that I was going to jump into, and I was like, I wanted to stick with the same topic, is
no ADHD, no skipping.
I remember, no, we're going to, that's tomorrow. That's right. We need Chad for that. Chad always sits down. And then he will listen to us, and you're doing like your circus thing, like you going up and down and all of that, and talking about Jamaica and all the things that you did there. And then he will be like, blah blah blah, and we will be like, ah, because he's just waiting for that moment, and his timing is always fucking amazing.
I mean, yeah.
So the other thing that, like, okay, Thanksgiving, check. The things that we were talking about, the people that are coming here and the abundance of things that we have here. And sometimes it is taken a little out of proportion, because people sometimes, when you're looking at them eating, for example, they're not even chewing their food. They're just like...
Well, and that's where sometimes I kind of asked you that first question.
Yeah.
Very first question, because I kind of was wondering if maybe other places think that Thanksgiving is very gluttonous.
Well,
you know what I mean?
The way like people
the
eat
way we
they're
just
not
have
hungry.
So much shit all the like it's just a table full of stuff and everybody's just chowing down like rah, 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 rah. Like it's so gluttonous.
Yeah, no chewing.
In the best way.
But no, I don't know if it's the best ways. That's the, but that's the ugliest way. What,
sometimes I'm like, how does that look for other people when they're not from the U.S.? You know?
I was in a Burger King when I first got here. Back in the days. one of those.
Chicken fries.
Yeah. So I was in a Burger King and I saw this big dude, huge, probably he needed two chairs to sit down because those chairs in Burger King are so tiny.
Burger King has big burgers.
But small chairs. Sorry, Burger King, don't sue us. We're poor. So I was looking at that guy and he was just eating the eating it like it's the last supper. And I was talking to someone else the next day about it, and I'm like, I just saw this guy, and it just seemed unnatural to me. Like, it's not real. It's not the right way. He was like, no, Phil, it is not because, like, he's not eating because he's hungry, or he's eating until, because he needs to get full or stop it when he's full. He's eating because he can.
America.
And that, just that's because you can, no matter the size of that. Look at that nacho, for example.
Yeah.
Look, me or you.
How much did we
finish.
Already have?
We ate. I think I'm working. Oh, my gosh.
Fairly full. I mean, the beer helped, but.
I know. Liquid bread.
I love it. Oh, it's my meal.
I know. You always drink those fancy ones. I just go for like a domestic.
They're good. What can I say?
I know.
Got a couple more calories.
And I'm the one with the boot cut. And I was telling you that your neck is kind of red today. I don't know. I'm just pointing out the obvious.
Go. No, call me a redneck again.
I did not call you like that.
I kind of feel a little.
Nick, you know. Your neck is a little kind of red today.
You know where that terminology came from? Redneck?
Oh, I want to know that.
Yeah, you don't know it.
No, so please educate me.
Redneck came from. So. Peckerleggers, a woodpecker. So, people used to be
really?
Called yeah. A woodpecker with a white
with the red.
Yeah. What? Well, they used to be called peckernecks, as well.
So peckernecks.
Peckerneck.
Good old boy then, peckerneck. Uh-huh,
the peckernecks, and the peckernecks turn into rednecks. Because from a wood.
When? I would like to actually look up that.
Yeah. I hope I'm correct. I'm pretty sure. I'm 98%.
You don't seem to correct.
No, I'm there, I'm sure.
So just to get back to the big guy in Burger King, that strike me up there. And I would like to actually look up the redneck thing, by the way.
I hope you do.
Yeah.
I know you will.
Yeah, we're going to look it up. We're going to look it up today. We're going to talk about that today. Yes. Or ADHD number two.
ADHD is going to happen.
Yeah. Number two. Oh, we're looking that up.
I might bring my kids.
What is the history of rednecks? Well, yeah, I told you last time. You can bring them.
I know, and I might. Like I said, I might.
Yeah, but they're not gonna talk.
Hello to my children.
We're not gonna curse because it's gonna be clean.
I can curse.
Don't say that out loud. This is gonna go like public. Anyway,
I didn't say anything.
So I was talking about this guy, the big dude, all not right, chewing.
Burger
dude.
BK.
Yeah. And he was like, "This, it's just they're eating because they can." And again, I always think about it. It was, you can take me out of Morocco, but you can't take the Moroccan out of me. Growing up, like it's there when you see this. When someone is poor, I'm telling you, that they describe what poor is. You know, when you're poor for real.
Right.
And looking at that guy being that big, having a hard time walking afterwards. Yeah, we're good. Yeah. We're still working on it. Yeah, thank you. Looking at that guy having a hard time walking afterwards. Eating without chewing, not appreciating what he has in front of him. I'm like, there are so many people that are like hungry and not like
when you have this kind of abundance, you have to put it into good use. And it makes you think, what are we doing? Are we doing what we're supposed to be doing as humans on Earth? Or we're just, and then to like the cherry on the top, that's when you check the ingredients on things. Half of the things you don't understand on that patty, and it's so sad. Like he's chewing the way he's chewing. That patty is not a real patty. Like half of it is just fake stuff, like created things. Yeah, soy is real. But there are some things that are just chemical.
Yeah, but soy is not meat.
It's not meat.
And if
but
you
half
claim
of
that my burger
soy.
Is a burger, but it's a soy burger.
I don't know if it's.
I don't want that.
Well, we don't know. We don't know. Like there was a. I don't know if it's a true story or not, but I was reading somewhere. Oh, we can look that up again too. There was in KFC or McDonald's or one of those big chains. In Middle East, in Emirates or Saudi Arabia, or they had this thing called 100. Like when you go to it was McDonald's, because when you go to McDonald's, they give you in tray a sheet that says that has all the information about McDonald's and all of that, and it was stated that it's 100% meat.
Okay.
When they tested the patties, it wasn't 100% meat. When they got back to McDonald's, right. They were like, well, you're claiming that it's 100%. It is not 100% meat, so it's false promotion.
You're
like it's a false communication.
That's it.
It's not true. It's not factual. And apparently, I don't know if it's true or not, but McDonald's got back to them and told them, no, we're not claiming that the patties are 100% meat, but the company that makes that meat, or those patties, are called 100% meat.
Shut up.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I can actually look it up.
That is the best corporate comeback I've ever heard.
That's a loophole.
That's what I'm talking about. You get some corporate freaking lawyers
when
coming
you
in.
Lawyers.
And you're
lawyers.
Like, that
gosh.
Lawyer comes in and like, yes. What can we loophole?
Oh my gosh.
How can we
do
this?
And you understand why they get paid so much.
And then they're like.
They make profit. They profit off
you change that company's name now.
I know, yeah.
Change that company's name now.
What are you going to do about it? It's a scandal. It's fine. Yeah. Yeah. The only time that actually a company took a hit is when Kid Rock shot those Bud Lights. And they took like billions of dollars worth of. Did you hear about that?
What happened there?
Well, you didn't know about this?
No, I don't know what's going on.
So there was a story about Bud Light when. And, you know, Kid Rock is like a right wing guy.
Sure.
And there was like a. There was a campaign, a promotional campaign from Bud Light about, or Budweiser about Bud Light and transgenders and LGBTQI plus community.
Oh, yeah. When everybody
Kid Rock took his rifle and shot like Bud Light, like. He was just shooting it, and in that campaign, like his campaign actually had more followers than like the real Bud Light campaign. So Bud Light didn't like they had like billions of dollars of like losses on their sales revenue.
I do remember this. This is
it was the biggest in the history of like the like. Economy. Oh, like, I don't know.
You're drinking a Bud Light. Hey,
it's wrong.
It's so bad.
I mean, but that's what he believes in. But he was able. Like the guy was able, and that's amazing. Like you see how influential one person and one person's act can actually just generate as a reaction around them.
I think we see that every day.
He was able to. To gather all those people to boycott, and boy, how they boycotted those!
Uh-huh.
How do you woodpeckers?
The woodpeckers boycotted. I'm telling you,
the woodpeckers boycotted
really
all those blue cans, and that was the big loss for them. And guess what? Bud Light retracted that campaign. And then they met would Kid Rock. And then when you meet with Kid Rock, to just like, hey, can we work something out? As if you're apologizing to Kid Rock.
More like they paid him.
As business.
Money.
I think. Yeah. Well, at this point, like the moment he actually got back in track, now Bud Light is Bud Light.
Money.
Yeah. And I think that was a mistake. It was a marketing mistake from Bud Light, because they don't have, like, the population that drinks Bud Light is different.
Yeah, you have to go
with your segment.
Who you are already with.
You have to go with the segment that actually buys your product, and you want to.
But again, the
promotion is just to retain your
however,
customers.
Then where are your promotions for trying to get new clientele? And that's probably where that went. You know,
do you really think that Bud Light need new clientele?
You don't need it.
It's customer retention.
Let's talk about corporate freaking the corporate devil. They just want more money.
Of course. But that campaign was meant to actually just generate more. They tried like a new area,
right?
But they forgot about like who are their
exactly.
Who are the ones that buy their product, that
are
sustain that
to,
product?
Back you up when you say, "Hey,
I know,
it. Right?
I know."
But I see both sides. As always, I'm the middleman, and I see both sides of the story. And you know, it's I can see Budweiser's, hey, let's open our gates to these guys. And
yeah. But like literally on the other side of the.
What the
fuck? Yeah. They went like just too far. I'm going to go from this end and I'm going to target the other end.
Right.
Like the one that. The right
far,
end.
Far side to far side.
I know. I'm just going to go from far left to far right. Or not far left. But. Look, the far right, that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
Or right. Kind of far right. Jeez. To the other side. So, it was a mistake in a way that people really did not calculate this. And from a company that makes billions of dollars in sales revenue, that is a stupid mistake, because they pay millions of dollars for those marketing and communication.
I guarantee it still didn't hurt them in the long run.
They're still drinking their freaking Kvasia and whatever they're drinking up there.
Not Bud Light, I'll tell you that.
Bud Light?
They're like, oh, let them drink
the
Bud Light.
I don't mind a Bud Light.
I'd rather have Miller Lite.
Oh, I like them. That's my go-to.
I'd much rather have a Miller Lite.
That's my go-to.
Yeah, it tastes way better. In my opinion.
It tastes...
You know? All the bros, all the sports bros go for the Bud Lights.
It tastes.
Yeah, it's triple hop, baby.
No, it's just taste.
It's triple hop.
There's taste.
Yeah, the hops.
Bud Light is keeps you hydrated on a hot day.
No, it doesn't. It dehydrates you. Why are you hydrated?
I know. Yeah, it's carbs. Carbs turn into sugar. Sugar just dehydrate the shit out of you. I don't know.
Hydrating beer. We gotta. There is that, right? There's gotta be.
Electrolyte
beer.
That's another thing about America. You have to. Can you get close to that microphone? Because I can't hear you.
Good, because I just burped.
You gross. Ew.
Well, that's why I wasn't near it.
Yeah, because I don't want to smell. I hope I'm not gonna use that microphone afterwards, because I gotta mark them.
This one's next. Don't get near it.
Gosh, it smells like burp. It smells like bad breath.
That's the least of your worries.
And again, like we're speaking of abundance, and I'm looking at our table.
Right?
What do we have?
Way too much food.
But it's so fucking good.
It is good. But for the two of us...
Creamy artichokes... Look, what is it? Spinach and artichoke
dip. Spinach artichoke dip. We got zingers with a mango habanero sauce, a Texas barbecue sauce. We got some nachos going on here. Nah, man.
Yeah.
What kind of nachos? Just great nachos.
Nachos.
Nacho.
It's American. Nachos and Patron. Tickle a Patron. And Casadolas.
You shot a Patron?
I know, I can't do it. I'm driving. I'm not even drinking, man. I'm just acting like I'm drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that there is no video.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because no one can... if I tell them that I'm drinking...
You're not.
No one would know. So, am I drinking?
Is this real?
None of this is real.
This is just...
None of this is real. Let's dive into that conversation.
Ooh.
Oh, indeed.
You're getting
I've got into some. I got some good simulation? Stories for that one.
Please, elaborate.
I thought we were talking about Thanksgiving. ADHD. But fine, let's talk about less.
Can we just, you know, just a little bit, just a tip.
All right.
Can we just, you remember those days? Come on, just a tip.
Whoops.
Oh, let's not dive into this.
All right, I'm not gonna do it. That's a different day.
Yeah,
that's a different story because that is a deep. Yeah, that one hits me deep.
You believe in it?
Partially, yes.
Okay. The moments.
Partially.
Yeah.
Not fully, partially, but I've had my experiences, should we say, in my lifetime where, yeah, it broke down everything that was in front of me.
Yeah.
And showed me the real.
Yeah. But you think, because in different cultures, a lot of people think that everything is written.
Already. Yes, that's going back to religion.
Yeah.
And everything happens for a reason. Everything is already...
But at the same time, they say that God works in mysterious ways.
Right, you know, and then...
So if it's mysterious, how...
It is what it is. Is it? No, you make it what it is.
It's your actions.
However, your actions might not always work, but you need your actions for something to work. So it's not always is what it is. I love and I hate that statement, but...
Oh, yeah. I am always afraid of people that say, it is what it is.
Right.
Because they're so adaptable.
Well, they just let things happen and...
No, but it is what it is that if this situation now goes to the right, I'll adapt. If it goes to the left, I'll adapt because it is what it is.
Look, I can adapt, but I don't accept.
I know, but, like, those people are, like, I'm just... Like any wave that comes will take me with it because it is what it is.
And maybe is that the better way to feel? Is that the better way to live?
Yeah, but you can't trust those people. I can't trust them in a way. I have a hard time trusting the person that says it is what it is and they mean it because any wave can take them with, like, it can take them and they can follow it because it is what it is, right. Because it happens. That means that the moment they have no interest of knowing you and they have more interest of knowing the next person, they'll adapt, they change, they will just get to that, like, they will become that other person that goes, for example, against you because it is what it is. I need to survive.
Well,
and if there's a good way or a right way,
being selfish, and it is what it is.
Yeah, well, but that's what I'm talking about. There's some selfishness.
There's definitely
into it.
Selfishness.
Yeah, because I'm looking at my best interest.
I'm not allowing things to happen.
Yeah, I'm looking just at my own interest because I believe that it is what it is. I'm looking at just my own interest. I'm not looking at the other person's interest. Like, even though, like, I side with them on anything, I tell them that they're right. I share their thoughts. They're right about this and that.
But I almost and feel then like those people don't try.
They don't have an opinion, and that's enough. What scares me.
Oh no, they fucking have full opinions, harsh opinions. But if something happens, that
I don't want to get in trouble.
They don't want to get involved in. Yeah. It's their way of getting involved.
Yeah.
I don't want to... Something bad's happening, and I see it, and I'm just going to watch it. It is what it is.
It
and I'm not
going
to get involved because I don't want to get... You know, I don't want to put my emotion or effort into it.
Yeah, and the problem
is... So then it goes back to the selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
The thing is...
The full around.
I used to say it. And not understanding exactly the meaning behind it until one day I was sitting down. I'm like, it is what it is. Like, really? Is it really what it is? It doesn't have to be like that.
It doesn't have to. Right.
It has, if it does not fit into my thought, my principle. I have to have a principle. I have to have an opinion. I have to have a personality. This is my personality. I stand for something.
But isn't
truth,
that is
lies,
what it is?
Whatever you stand for.
But that is what it is. Your
no.
truth, your lies, your...
No. But know, when you're looking at a situation, you're advocate. Like, oh, I'm not going to do anything. Why? Because it is what it is, dude. No. Right. You, if someone is doing something or if someone is stealing and you see them, you have to say something.
Nope. It is what it is.
That's... You stand for actually. So if someone is coming to your house and they're stealing, you're looking at them like, oh, well, it is what it is. Or he's gonna just take everything.
I got insurance.
I don't. Yeah, but I have my wife. I want to protect her. I don't want anybody to actually just come. This is the act of scaring something like my wife, my only family.
Yeah.
Just to, like to wake her up, for example, and just scare her to death. It is not what it is.
No.
It is absolutely not what
and
it
you're
is. Like
do
you,
something about it, aren't you?
Yeah, even if I have to
and you're gonna
get
do something.
Beaten for it, at least I have to stand up for something.
At least
something.
Do it, right. Stand up.
Come on. It's not what it is, not just what it is.
Fine lines do everything, right?
Why are we talking even about this?
I don't know. ADHD.
I told you. Jesus Christ. Chad, where are you?
Where is he?
It wasn't meant to be that way, I promise.
No.
But we decided to call it ADHD for that reason.
But, you know, that's just who we are.
Yeah, and we'll love
we,
it.
We take one conversation and we roll with it.
We elaborate. And again, we're just sitting here having fun.
And really, what did I want to say earlier? Talking about Thanksgiving and attitudes and you know, we're talking about it is what it is, and we're talking about, you know, meeting somebody for one time a year and then kind of like hooking into that like feeling of like, oh, I can like, but feelings, you know, it's your choice. It always comes down to your choice. It's not. It is what it is. It's a choice.
Yeah. Same can apply for Thanksgiving thing. Yeah.
And here's where we come back around. You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you so much for getting us back in track.
But, you know, it's your choice of what to say, of what to, you know that you're poking the bear. Poking the bear when you say something like that at a family get together. And you know that other person's on the other side. And you're just doing something to get a little rise out of them. Right. Why are you doing that at a family get-together? Why is that happening at a family get-together? Because it's just what it is, what it is.
Because we just watch MSNBC or Fox News or CNN, and that's what we were told.
I have so much family like that, which sucks.
Gosh, it's just so hard.
And, you know,
I'm glad that my family.
I love my family.
I love my family. I only have one member in it here, like of it here, and the rest of my family are overseas.
And what did you just say?
I only have one family member here in the U.S.
Yes,
and the rest of my family is overseas.
Okay.
And
yes.
Nobody else here.
Yes.
Other than my family, like my wife.
Your wife and her family.
That are not here.
Yes, that's true.
That's the only family I have.
Right.
That's the only family I have.
Is that the only family that she has is you?
Yes, here. Yeah. That's why where I work, for example, it means a lot to me. It's hard for me to actually even think to move on from it, even during hard times.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is... the only place where I got to meet people that taught me something. I was taught so many things because there are so many great people we work with. Just yesterday, I appreciate this guy a lot, and I would love to have him one day on this podcast. Chris Galloway added me on Facebook.
Galloway,
he's one of one of the people that I'm looking up to. He's a father figure to me. He's
you get his voice
guy.
On here.
Oh gosh, I'll get all the ladies.
I'm telling you. Oh my God,
great guy, great thoughtful guy, father figure. People respect him for that.
Mm-hmm.
And just like knowing that I met people like him, for example, and I met so many other people, and I can name hundreds of them because I've worked for him in many many locations.
Stores. Heck yeah!
So I know more than 1,000 people just from.
Isn't that crazy, family. Man?
Amazing!
Isn't that crazy?
I'm grateful.
How many
for
people
it.
We've ran across
you know
over the years?
How grateful I am for that.
So many people.
Yeah, because to me, there are so many people that have something to say about me now. Either love, indifferent.
That's cool.
I have no feeling about this guy. Or I hate this guy. Anything that you think of me, I appreciate it.
Nice.
It's just because you got to meet me and I got to meet you. We so, crossed the path.
I'm an only child.
I'm not the only child. Okay.
But point being is that... You know, I can be very antisocial when it comes to being home. You know what I mean? I'm used to it. I'm an only child. That's what I grew up with. You know, grew up with me. So, that's why I work with the community. That is one of the main reasons why I work with people the way I do. Is to get the fuck out. And to talk to people and to meet and to see and to, you know what I mean? Like, it's such an interesting, like, route. But, yeah, I couldn't imagine not working with people the way I do, you know, and the interactions that I have.
Yeah.
It's awesome, you know?
Yeah, really absolutely. Cool. Absolutely. And you get to meet it some people that will actually...
keeps me going as much as I can... bitch and complain about this job, and oh my god, I've been here for 20 years. It's the same thing every day.
Best thing that happened to me. I'll
it's
be honest
seriously
with you.
So awesome. Like, yeah, it yeah. really is.
Yeah, and if anything changes, I'll always be grateful for it.
Yeah.
Again, thankful.
1,000 people. Ah. Yes, indeed. Very thankful
for every single thing, every single step, every single situation you're in.
Mm-hmm. Good,
or you
bad,
run
or,
into.
Yeah,
there's nothing you learn bad things, about any situation because
you learn things
it's a
from
learning
bad situation.
Moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And I
but
told
that's a mindset. You have to have that mindset to understand that. And I think that's a lot of life situation. It's a lot of going through a lot of bad things to get to that.
There's
mindset.
A person that we both know, and I'm not gonna say her name until later. I can't say her name. I'm not.
Darn
no.
it.
And so. I was talking to that person, and that person, anytime anyone says anything, they're not willing to capture it and just give you that benefit of the doubt that you might be right or they might actually hear something that they don't know. So the only answer you hear from them is, oh, I know. So
oh,
what what I told that person is, you know what's the enemy of knowing, of learning?
Yes.
It is knowing.
Whoop, whoop.
You know, when you're talking to someone and before you even finish your thought, they already, oh, I know. So you're not even willing. You're not even giving me a chance. You're not telling me. What you're telling me is that you're not even listening to me. Because you're just telling me I know so you can start talking about what, like, your side of the story.
Yeah,
and
that person's not even listening to what you're saying.
No, because I know.
Yeah.
And that's the enemy of learning, my friend. If you cannot listen, because it starts by listening. An effective communication is that one is talking, the other one is listening. The other one is understanding, so there will be a retroactive.
Right.
An answer, a feedback, something that I will give you so you can actually... listen to it, hear it, understand it, then have your thoughts on it. Then there will be some retroactive.
I mean, isn't that, you know, human conversation?
There you
back
go.
And
so
forth and back and forth.
That's communication.
Not back.
Now forth. I know.
Me.
Imagine a podcast where, like, you're talking about, oh, I know. That'll be awful. I'll have half a listener. It's awful. And like sometimes I'm like, you're so knowledgeable. You know so much. And you got to a certain age that like no one really can teach you it. Like it can't tell you anything. Like you can't change anything at that age. And then you're like, okay, can I just tell you one thing? No, stop. And I think it rang a bell.
I think I have a deeper thought about the situation. That person got hurt by somebody, I'm sure, and just like said, fuck the world. And
I know everything.
I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say. This is it. Boom. Yeah, honestly, that's kind of a little...
But that's... My fear is that, and that's why we have to really think about who we're. Why is it important those Thanksgiving dinners and having family and having friends and Friendsgivings, Thanksgivings, and all of those events where we actually get to gather and have our family and friends, because that's all that matters, man. Have this family and friends near us and with us. In the good moments and in the bad moments, they're very important because we never know what can happen in the future.
That's for sure.
Who can guarantee us that we're not going to end up like that person?
You.
That was not my mouth, or I did not breathe. It's just that.
No, you. It's your choice again. It's your choice. Your choice to feel a certain way. Your choice to... And I'm not all the time.
Again.
We all have feelings sometimes that are just come out of nowhere. I get it. But you can control those. It's hard sometimes. But, you know, sometimes you just have to...
Be listening.
Yeah.
Choose to listen.
Slow down.
Look, you can talk. You can... Please be talkative. Be extroverted. Don't be afraid. Kill your ego. Get some mushrooms. You know, that helps with the ego. I've never had it, by the way. I've never done mushrooms. But I've been reading about mushrooms. There's
sounds
a great
like a good
book.
Night.
No, I've never had it. I'm scared to do it. So you see, those are like psychedelics. I'm a little scary. We were talking about
science. NFL.
No, I can't.
You come
why
with me.
Why would you say it that way? Why do you say like that's vicious? Like, come with me, NFL.
Because I can just, you know, make sure everything's fine.
Oh no, no, I'm even more concerned.
No.
Come with me.
So unfortunately, I had to be that person.
Kill your ego. Stop for a second. Enjoy the people that are next to you. Enjoy the people that are around you. Look at them. Look at them in the eyes. Acknowledge them. Talk to them. Say hi to them. It's for free, guys. Be nice. Be happy.
Humanity.
Be sad. Share it.
I think the one thing I love the most working where we do is... I can, you know what? One smile can change a person's day.
Yeah.
I go around all day long and I'm smiling at people.
Yeah.
And I can tell that a lot of these people, you know, I see 2,000 people a day in front of my freaking face.
I heard this and it's very nice. Smile is more infectious than a flu.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah,
and it's contagious. These people that come in here, they don't see many people. This is their outing. So when they come here from their home, from their lonesome home, but like they're by themselves or whatever, and they're coming out, they're doing the shopping,
right.
Whatever.
Right.
And they're in the public, and then they get a smile.
Oh my
gosh. A genuine
you
smile.
You made your day. You made their
and
day.
And I say hello, and I make eye contact with them. Yeah. That is one of my things that I just look at somebody. Smile and say hello.
Right.
You know, I don't need to get into an 8-hour conversation with somebody, but that in itself changes that person's day. And I can see it.
At that moment.
And I love it.
Yeah.
And they know that they can come to me after that, you know, and it builds that relationship of where what I do, you know, and that's what it all starts off with. Everything can just start off with a little eye contact and a smile and saying hello.
Yeah.
And being thankful for being here.
Yeah.
And with somebody else and not just being by yourself. And you say hello to somebody who's next to you and you get into a conversation. Hi, how are you? Oh my God, humanity.
But what do we do these days?
Scared,
we look
I'm
at
concerned.
Our fucking iPhone.
Yeah. 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 And we're more anxious than ever before, too.
Because we look at our fucking iPhone.
And that's what
we're
used to. We're disconnected.
We can't open up.
We're disconnected. We're anxious for no... Like sometimes we're anxious for no reason. But do you know what I read about anxiousness?
I think you told me this. And actually, since you've told me this, I think I've had a little bit better time with it.
Yeah?
A little bit. I've had a...
Well, I'm going to share it anyway.
Yeah, do it. No, please.
Anxiousness is the same feeling as being excited.
I love that saying. It's a weird thing to understand. But when you hear it, then you kind of realize it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
It's heartbeat.
Because scariness can be excitement.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're thinking about the future.
Right.
But if you rewire your brain, there's what they call a 5-second rule. But instead of counting 1, 2, 3, there is a countdown of 5 seconds. So you go 5 and you breathe. You have to breathe. Okay. You have to take a moment. And when you're breathing, then you count down those 5 seconds. You kind of, and you're like, you're voicing in your mind. You kind of stop thinking. You're actually asking. You're not asking. You're telling your brain, all right, stop. Wait. Hold on a second. Whatever you were doing, whatever you were thinking of, we're going to stop. You keep feeling that feeling. It's okay. Your body cannot really stop reacting to whatever it is.
Emotions suck.
But you're just, after that 5 second of countdown and breathing, you just remind yourself that you're excited.
Yep.
Oh, I'm actually,
something good.
I am excited. I woke up this morning.
It's because I'm looking.
I have a roof on top. I'm wearing clean jeans.
Maybe the whole thing is that I'm so excited, but I know it's not going to happen. I'm excited for something, but I know it's not going to happen. There's where a lot of anxiety happens.
I had coffee in the morning.
Well, there's where a lot of anxiety happens.
Yeah. We forget
too much
those
coffee.
Things that we should be thankful for. And if you remind yourself, okay, I have all of this. I'm actually excited. So you remind yourself that you rewire your brain. So the feeling that you have is the same fucking feeling. Nothing different.
Yep. But the thoughts
are different now.
Right.
You're seeing it from
They're
a different
more
angle.
Positive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So your body will start reacting to it. So you when Nick talks to me, whatever he was saying before because I was anxious or thought that I was anxious or that's what I told myself I was, whatever he said, I took it from like he might be saying it against me. He might be saying it to help me. But now my head is clear, and then I'm responsive. I can actually take it from a good side. I'm not going to get offended. There will be a communication again.
Right.
I'll be listening more to you. I'll be more open. I'm not going to be just like talking to you, listening to you, and listening to myself at the same time. I'll be only listening to you because I'm excited.
Right.
You know? And that's what we forget. Be thankful for who you are. Be thankful for what you have. Don't forget what you have. We're sitting here. Look at where we are, man.
It's too easy to forget those things. It's too easy to be jaded.
We're talking on the microphone. We're having a podcast. Are you fucking kidding me?
With shit ton of food in front of us.
Yeah.
Beer flowing. I mean.
Worked in the morning.
We're getting paid. You're wearing a dang Hawaiian. I mean.
And I'm from Morocco. Doesn't fucking make any sense.
It just doesn't make sense.
No, but you're looking at me like, oh, he's brown and all I got is,
you know, and again, I always don't remember that. Every day, I need to remember that. You know what I mean?
That's when you're talking to you, because when you're anxious, you're talking to yourself.
Right.
You remind yourself, like, you stop for a second. Just fucking stop. Overthink. Stop what you're doing.
That's it.
Think for a second about what's good. Everything is great. You are above ground. Financial issues will get resolved. Everything is good.
I feel like I need a bong head now.
Conflict. Oh my gosh, you're pothead. Conflicts will be good.
Hey man, everything's great.
We're gonna go to the dispensary. We're gonna stop by the dispensary.
The dispensary?
Right?
Oh, love it. Yeah.
Oh, we just got some nachos. And we're gonna stop by the dispensary.
Oh, we need to do that beforehand.
No. So, yeah.
We would have probably eaten the whole dang thing by now.
You would have. But, yeah, you just got some alpha brain.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you alpha got brain? Alpha brain. Oh. Alpha brain. Theanine. That stuff is amazing, by the way. Like, it helps. Like, get some supplements. Help yourself. Get some speed. You know, Diet Coke. Diet Coke.
Jesus Christ.
That's the best speed, like legal speed that people can get now. Like everyone is on it. Like I can't talk to anyone who's not on Adderall or something.
Adderall, Stacker, freaking.
Yeah. So yeah, we started with Thanksgiving and now we're ending with Adderall, huh?
Jesus.
It's been an hour and a half, an hour and 5 minutes and
I blinked, we're already, it's done. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh, squirrel. Thank you so much for doing this, man. It's
love you, sir.
And we're gonna finish this. So we're gonna wrap it up.
I mean,
we're gonna meet tomorrow again at 7 p.m.
All right, I can do that.
You're gonna bring your kids?
I might not. We'll see.
You might listen to this. So if you're gonna bring them, just fucking bring them.
And they're fine. You know, they've heard worse. I'll tell you that. They've heard a lot worse.
Okay, good.
It depends on how personal this goes.
Well, no. Well, look, Edward. Chad
is my person. They know me better than I know me.
Chad is a father too, and I'm not a father. I'm not.
What does
that
have to do with anything?
Nothing.
My kids are friends with his kids. They're great friends. That's great.
I know. He's. I miss hanging out with him. By the way, and I love the fact that I have now Wednesdays. And then Thursdays, so it would be a really good, because Thursdays before I changed my schedule, I used to hang out with him after work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and you were not even in.
Yeah, you didn't even invite me.
I did not even think
about me.
But then I started looking at you like, oh my gosh, look at Nick.
Look at that hair. Oh my God.
Look at that beard. And then, I'm like, okay, he's leaving at 2, I'm leaving at 2. Oh my gosh.
You are. It's you fine. Know, you caught me. You caught me. You hooked me.
So I'm glad that like it's working out really good because I get to see the best of.
I like hanging out.
I do it every Thursday, man. I can really sit down and have this because I have so much fucking fun doing
this
podcast.
It's nice to be with people that when you're not at work. We'll say that.
Of course, yeah.
You work all the fucking
time. That, like that I love my, like, the person who I am at work is the person who I am outside. I'm not faking it. I'm not indifferent from the person I am at work.
I can be half and half, you know?
Oh, I am not, man. I can actually just be as silly and as goofy as I am at work.
Yeah.
And at the same time,
yes.
The only thing that my wife would say, though, the moment I walk inside the house,
mess.
I leave my brain outside, and then I walk
pants.
In. No, I don't know.
Leave the pants outside, and
I stop thinking.
Well, that's good. Honestly, that's like the best thing that you can do.
That's when I let her do that.
That's the best.
That's when I let her do that. Think, baby. Think for the both of us.
You know,
I love you.
I
love you. Thank you, Nick, for doing this. I love you too, brother.
Oh,
mazel tov. All right. Shalom. See you tomorrow.
I'll be here.
And we'll finish this night.
Ooh.
Okay. This was Novo. Solar Talk.
Don't forget about Nick.
Have a wonderful night.
Oh.
Everybody forget about that.
In the cellar, we gather round. Stories told, no need for sound. Saxophone plays so smooth and true. Feel the vibe, it's all for you. Echoes bounce on walls of time. Hear the rhythm, hit the rhyme. Down below in our quiet space, find your voice in this safe place. Cellar Talk, it's where we meet.